Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
Just naturally, just in the natural, our vocabulary and our use of language, just the language that, say, our mother tongue is English, the use of language, of words, of phrases, that vocabulary grows daily. Think just of words and of phrases, just naturally, that have been added to our world in the past 10 years. Just take one field or one category. Think about technology. Words like internet, YouTube, phrase like go online, Facebook, iPhone, iPad, blog, all of those words. When I say the word Apple now, used to be there was one word for apple, and it was this fruit that you eat. Amen? Now, if I say the word apple, it is that language is so out there in our society that you're not sure you're talking about a computer or if you're talking about a piece of fruit. That's how vocabulary changes. There are words and expressions that define the time that we are living in. We have never lived in a time like this before. Never have we ever lived in a time like this. Spiritually, it is exactly the same way. There is always increase in your language and in your vocabulary to fit the time. New tongue, new words, new expressions, new depths, new heights, new lengths. Not where we are just going to park somewhere in a little parking lot of in our spiritual experience and just stay there. But we're going to delve deeper. Amen. Now, through the years, I've known people that they were very highly developed in tongues and in other tongues. My sister was one of those people. My sister, I have a twin. She just lives a distance from me now in heaven. And she has been gone 4 years in December. And she was very, very developed in her tongues. And for instance, I'll give you an example. You know, the Bible says over in Luke 21, concerning the end of days, or the coming of the Lord, signs of the coming of the Lord, that we were to watch the fig tree, which we know is Israel, according to Joel chapter 2. And then it says, and all the trees, which is the other nations. Well, what are those nations? Those nations are the prophetic nations that are spoken about in the Old Testament. Where is America? Not there, because she's only 230 years old. She wouldn't be listed in those nations. But those nations, we could call those nations end time nations. And as we get closer to the end, to this time of Jesus, those nations are rising. Let's think of some of them. Russia, Syria, Ethiopia, Come on. Who? Whatever. Iran. Libya. Egypt. Not Australia. I heard somebody say Australia. No. Not Australia. Okay. And I'm telling you that my sister, even back in the 90s, lived over in the realm of some of those nations in her tongues. And I'll tell you the reason I know it is because we were having a prayer meeting in Florida, and there was about 7 or 8 of us. This was probably 1997, maybe 8. And we were all seated, and we were about to pray. And she said, there is something that we're going to have to pray about. And she said, it's about a man. And I'm going to tell you his name. His name is Osama bin Laden. It was 1998. And she said to us that we're praying, she said, we have to get him. She took a map out and showed us at the time exactly where he was. Unknown to the world, unknown to any of us, unknown anywhere. But he was key. He was a key. Her eyes could visualize and see this man. On the morning of 9/11, you know where everybody, I think, in America probably was watching TV, unless you want an airplane going someplace else, and we're watching TV. And I could hear her TV in the background, but I didn't know it was her. She rang my phone, and I picked up the phone, and the person on the other end was her, but she was sobbing. No words were even evident. She was sobbing. The only thing I could pick up was, we did not get him. She knew immediately. Okay, so the last time that she preached in this meeting was 4 years ago, about this time, and it was actually her last message. And when she finished the message, she looked at me, and I was on the platform with her, and she said, I'm finished. And she had told me in April that she felt led to go, and she had a work to do on the other side. And so we didn't receive that at first, but then it was good we did finally receive it, because that was the way it was going to be. Anyway, and so I went back and I watched that meeting. I don't know if you have watched that meeting, but very interesting to me, this that she was praying about in the then. This man's name is Qassem Soleimani. Now, and she would pray over and over about him. If you go back and listen to her, her tongues. Now, we thought it was tongues, but it was actually a man's name. Now, I'm going to read you about him right now. And maybe you want to put his picture up there so everybody can see him. And all the time, in this meeting, she's praying about this man. I believe this man did not really come, he did not come on the stage, really, until after she was gone. All right, I'll tell you that in a minute. His name is Qassem Soleimani. This was printed in August. One man was responsible for the deaths or injuries of thousands of American soldiers in Iraq. That same man is responsible for sowing sectarian conflict today in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. And yet, in the nuclear deal with Iran, this man, the commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, Quads Force, Major General Qassem Soleimani, will have sanctions lifted against him indeed. He will receive a large infusion of cash to wreak more havoc and terror. Having served in Iraq, having experienced firsthand his proxy operations against American forces, and having lost men to General Soleimani's terror operations, I find this is the journalist writing, I find this very offensive. President Obama claims to be under no illusions about the Iranian regime and its murderous activities. Even in defending the JCPOA, he has admitted that we'll still have problems with Iran's sponsorship of terrorism, its funding of proxies like Hezbollah that threaten Israel and threaten the region, the destabilizing activities that they are engaging in, including places like Yemen. Behind all these problems stands one organization and one man. Within the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Quds force is responsible for special operations, including training, arming, giving instructions to terrorists, insurgents, and proxies that Iran uses to spread chaos across the Middle East. The head of the Quds force is Major General Qassem Soleimani. There is no doubt within the intelligence community that Soleimani's proxy forces in Iraq were trained, equipped, financed, and directed by him to bleed American forces, and bleed we did. Of this accomplishment, the Iranians are very, very proud of him. This has played the most significant role in cutting down to size the U.S. war machine in the Middle East. And so we can see that we can become so developed in this gift. And Putin, there is another one. Remember how she prayed about Putin, Billy? And so now here, all of that. So what I'm saying to you today is that we can pray out in another time, even in another age. If we had time this morning, all right, let's do it since we do have time. No, notice this. I want you to see the work of the Holy Spirit when you pray in other tongues. This is talking about, it's Isaiah the 40th chapter and verse 3. A voice of one who cries, prepare in the wilderness the way of the Lord. So in a sense, you could say that's what we're doing with our language, with our prayer language, is we are preparing the way of the Lord. Absolutely. Clear away the obstacles. Make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled up. So when you're praying in other tongues, you're filling in valleys. Every mountain shall be brought low. So then all the mountains, you're shaving those down. And the crooked places and uneven shall be made straight and level. And the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. A voice says, cry.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.